This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We are at the top of the second hour. My name is Brett Siegel, subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. I am also known as the disgruntled millennial. You can definitely get me on Facebook, the disgruntled millennial. There's two pages out there, the disgruntled millennial and the disgruntled millennial 2. I had to create a disgruntled millennial 2 because, well, Facebook doesn't like conservatives. Facebook likes to censor conservatives. You can't even really say the word Muslim without flagging some Facebook administrator who basically can go on and single-handedly smite your entire operation. So we had to make a backup plan. My name is the disgruntled millennial. Of course, I broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. You can also get me on Twitter at Shaq General. You also want to check out Kevin Jackson's operation. He's got the Black Sphere. He's got Kevin Jackson Radio. You can get him on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube. He's pretty much everywhere. I run interference for him when he's out of town, triggering liberals and leftists relentlessly on when he goes on Fox News. You know, liberals hate black conservatives. Just so you guys know, I don't know if any of you knew this, but Kevin is black. Okay? Kevin is black, and liberals can't stand black conservatives who come out and support Trump with the kind of full-throated attitude that Kevin does. And they hate it because it sort of lays waste to the entire identity politics thing that they like to do, where they like to divide people between race, class, and gender. You know, they think that, oh, a black person could never be a conservative. A black person could never support free market capitalism because capitalism, all that is an expression of white supremacy and colonialism. So why would a black man want to engage in something racist? Well, maybe because he's an Uncle Tom or an Oreo. I mean, he couldn't, you know, hold any rational beliefs. I mean, come on. I mean, what world are we living in, you know? I mean, a black man, a black conservative? Seriously, that's like so, like, just not even a thing. But it just goes to show you how weak and flimsy the liberal mindset is. You know, they always talk about bringing people together. We got to bring people together. They always claim togetherness as some sort of moral absolute. Just like diversity, it's seen as an end in itself, regardless of its effect on society. And for some reason, universal togetherness is just like that. They think of universal togetherness as diversity, which is sort of odd because they sort of mean the exact opposite things. Togetherness means coming together with like-mindedness, you know, similar values. Similarities. Diversity is a state of difference. You can't really have it both ways now, can you? Do you want togetherness or do you want diversity? Now, I always laugh when people try to pin this whole divisiveness thing on Trump. He's divisive. He doesn't bring people together. Right, because what we need in order to bring people together is intersectional feminism, where we divide everyone by their identity. By their social identity, class, race, gender, sexual orientation. But the root of the word diversity is div. It means to separate. It's a central component of leftism, to separate people. It's no wonder the Democrats were into slavery. It's no wonder the Democrats were into Jim Crow laws, segregation. And now in 2017, you have safe spaces. You have college dorms for blacks only. Muslim no-go zones in Dearborn, Michigan. Liberals don't want to bring people together. They want to separate people. But Trump is actually a very, very unifying figure. A very, very unifying figure. He brought a lot of different people together in order to vote him into office. A lot of different kinds of people. Do you ever notice how the liberal mindset is very sort of uniform? If you're a liberal, then you pretty much believe the entire ticket, the entire liberal ticket. There are so many different types of conservatives that it's mind-boggling. There are as many different kinds of conservatives as there are gender identifications now. You got your Republicans, you got your libertarians, you got your anarcho-capitalists, you got all sorts of different identifications for people who voted for Trump, people who were of a different mindset who were able to compromise. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what togetherness is all about, a little bit of compromise? But no, the left is absolutely uncompromising when it comes to Donald Trump. And they do this in the name of togetherness, which is just so laughable. You see, people are coming together despite their intersectional victim identity. They're coming together to stand up for Western values. But you know what? Togetherness to a leftist is great unless you're standing up for Western values. Then you're just a white supremacist. Calling conservatives divisive is nothing more than evidence that liberals are so out of touch with the other half of America, the American half of America, the half that wants to preserve Western values, that likes America as it is. We don't want socialism. We don't want, that is not, socialism is patently un-American. And it's not because conservatives don't like community and togetherness. We love togetherness. Freedom brings togetherness. True, meaningful togetherness is voluntary. Don't you get it? Just like meaningful charity is voluntary. It's not charity if someone stole it from you. It's charity if you give it away. Now, a togetherness that forces you to be together with people is just worthless. It's empty. And only freedom can bring true togetherness, not government control, as the leftists would have it. To a leftist, it's impossible for them to think that Trump's election is an example of Americans coming together. To leftists, Trump supporters were brought together by nothing more than their hatred of brown people and foreigners. Not by our love of the values that make America great. Not by our expectation that people who live here and reap the benefits of American society show some semblance of gratitude. You see, the left really shows its true colors in their reaction to Trump's pro-American approach to being president of America. He hates immigrants. He hates foreigners. The demagoguery literally never ends. And there's a novel thought, the president of America actually focusing on America and doing things for America. It's crazy how this pro-American agenda has turned into an anti-everyone else. If you're pro-American, then you hate everyone. No, leftists want us to love everyone, even evil people, even the mullahs in Iran. We have to love Iran. You see, I think a certain amount of divisiveness is good, especially when it's good that is being divided from evil. Good has nothing to gain from evil. There should be no compromise between good and evil. You see, leftists, they don't believe in good and evil, so they don't know anything about good divisiveness. Divisiveness that keeps us safe and divided from people and philosophies that poison the life-affirming philosophy of the West. Get me at Shaq General. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We will be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and your patriarchy. And we were talking a little bit about divisiveness and Donald Trump and how Donald Trump is the big, he's the great divider. This coming from the people who divides everyone by class, race, sex, gender, sexual orientation, anything that you could possibly think of that makes you different from one another, that makes you, I guess, unique. You have to put that in its own group. So here's what we're going to do. In order to be unique, we're going to get into groups. That makes a lot of sense. Why can't we all just be individuals? You see, eventually this intersectional feminism stuff that has been going around, I mean, they're just going to keep dividing people into smaller and smaller groups until they reach the point where we are right now, which is individuality. Everyone is an individual. All people are different. Just because you are a black trans woman doesn't mean you're going to have the same values. It doesn't make you the same. It doesn't even mean you could even be friends.
Maybe you don't have anything in common. Except for all those other things. How is that meaningful? How does that lead to anything meaningful? A meaningful relationship. A meaningful group, in-group preference. See, liberals don't mind exclusiveness. They don't mind in-group preferences. They do it all the time. That's what all this identity politics stuff is about. It's about in-group preferences. It's about sticking all the black folks together so that they can have their, you know, whatever they do together, whatever black folks do together while they're only in the company of black folks, they can all do it together in their safe space, in their black-only dorms in college. The leftists don't care about divisiveness, which is why it's so rich hearing all this stuff about, oh, Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. He's divisive. He doesn't bring people together. Build bridges, not walls. Build bridges, not walls, bro. God, virtue signaling is so funny. You know, listen, I'm okay with in-group preferences. Me personally, I base my in-group preferences on something different than someone's race, class, sex, gender, sexual orientation. I base it on the individual. Like, I've got a lot of liberal friends that I love, that I would die for, that I would take bullets for. Okay? I mean, I know I talk a lot about, you know, liberal this, leftist that. I'm talking about the diehards here, okay? I'm not talking about just your average Joe who doesn't really follow politics and doesn't really know what's going on and sort of just floating along with the tides. That's one way to go. That's not really my way. But, you know, to me, that's a lot more honorable than showing up to the party as a diehard liberal, you know, someone who actively engages in the culture and really tries to, like, shift things for the worst. Now, what's unfortunate is that those nice people, the nice liberals out there who are, you know, who just have all the best intentions at heart, they get roped into these strange philosophies, this strange rhetoric. Because the people at the top, the Alinskys, the Marxes, the philosophers, the elites, the college intellectual crowd, they're the ones who are hip to the actual lingo, and they know deep down that it's real, you know, that leftism is really just it's like a mantra philosophy. It's just based on mantras. They can distill, you know, they can't argue, so they just have to say these mantras, you know. Label jars, not people. Build bridges, not walls. Coexist. And a lot of well-meaning, well-intentioned people who are good people get roped into these philosophies, and unfortunately they end up standing by the wrong guy. They end up standing by the guy who actually hurts the people who they want to help. And it's really sad. It's unfortunate. I feel bad for those folks. I feel bad for those folks because, you know, a lot of those folks, too, they also buy into the whole, you know, conservatives are racist. All conservatives are bad. They buy into that whole, all that rhetoric, and they act on it in their lives. I've done it, too. There was a point in my time in my life when I was a militant atheist, and I wouldn't give a Christian the benefit of the doubt. And I feel ashamed for those days. I feel absolutely ashamed because I missed out. I know I missed out on some really good, solid relationships. My conservative friends, I love my conservative friends since I started making them. I never had any before because I bought into the rhetoric, hook, line, and sinker. Why would you want to be friends with someone who is inherently evil? Not someone who disagrees on policy, someone who is inherently evil. Because if you can convince yourself that someone is inherently evil, then you can justify all this separation, right? You can justify all the divisiveness. You can justify the identity politics. So they have to convince you that people are evil. But they're not evil. Some of them are. But dumbing down the language so that you can make these overarching statements like, if you don't believe in Obamacare, then you are a racist. And racists are evil. If you can just dumb it down like that, then you never have a conversation about capitalism. You never have a conversation about policy. You never have the real conversation that needs to be had. And this is why I have converted into a conservative. I was there. I lived as a liberal. I grew with the liberals. I ate with the liberals. I've laid with liberals. And it's only from coming, it's only because I came from that perspective that I know for a fact that there really is nothing behind it, that there is really nothing behind the philosophy. And all the talk about togetherness and divisiveness, it's all just a bunch of virtue signaling. it really, really is. Now, the honest thing to do would be to own our in-group preferences, right? I'm okay with in-group preferences. Are you? Why don't we just own our in-group preferences and stop letting ourselves be guilted into having standards? Some people have certain standards. Other people have other standards. My standards happen to be based on the individual. They don't happen to be based on whether you're a man or a woman or trans or Christian or Jew or even Muslim. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with who you are as an individual. That is what I care about the most. And those people I want in my group. I want to have a group with them. I want them to be in my inner circle. Therefore, excluding the people on the outside, right? I don't need to have everyone, you know, I don't need to have people in my life that I don't like or that I don't care about, do I? Do I need togetherness with them? I mean, and no matter how desperately the left tries to deny it, they have their in-group preferences and they're proud of them. I'm so tolerant that the only thing that I don't tolerate is intolerance. Virtue signaling, but that's basically an expression of an in-group preference. Basically saying that my in-group are tolerant people. My out-group, the people who I exclude, are intolerant people. But that's another one of those self-defeating statements. I am only intolerant of intolerance. Okay, well, that makes you intolerant. And who gets to define what tolerance means anyway? I have no problem with the LGBT community, but I have a huge problem with the modern LGBT movement, okay? Because it used to be that they just wanted equal rights and to be tolerated. They just wanted to be out in the open without having to fear for their life and limb. And I appreciate that, and I want that. I'm glad that that has happened, that we live in that world. But now, it's totally out of control. Now, straight men are being told that they are transphobic because they don't want to date a chick with a penis. Amazing stuff, just amazing stuff from the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. I broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, patriarchy, and your in-group preferences. Now, I've been talking a little bit about bringing people together. Donald Trump, he's a divisive character. He divides people. He's a great divider. We need to bring people together. We need to build bridges, not walls. Now, why? Why? Why do we need to do that? Why can't people just be individuals and have their little in-group preferences? Why? Why do we need to get all these different groups and bring them together? Is there something, like, in and of itself that is valuable about that? I mean, why? Shouldn't we be a little bit more specific and deciphering about people with whom we come together? Shouldn't we be more deciphering about who we let into our lives, about who we let into our borders? You see, leftists, they don't have standards, which they flout openly in honesty, but they hate. They hate that we do. They hate that we do have standards. They hate that we are bold enough to ask the question, is Islam compatible with Western values? I mean, they have their in-group preferences. To them, freedom is free stuff. So, of course, conservatism isn't going to jive with their view of freedom. Therefore, they think that conservatism is incompatible with Western values. People are free to associate with whom they want to associate. And if the cost of honestly pursuing this kind of freedom is that some social circles might just happen to not have a member who is a non-binary trans lesbian Muslim, I'll find a way to get over it. I will find a way to sleep through the night, and possibly one day we'll learn to live with it. Until then, I'm actually kind of glad that Trump is divisive. Or more accurately, I'm glad that Trump is showing us how unworkable togetherness for its own sake can be. Obama wanted togetherness with Iran. Is that a good idea? The American president should have in-group preferences. He should prefer Americans. He should prefer American interests. Divided from other countries around the world. Divided from oppressive cultures that breed terrorists. I want him to be divisive. I want him to prefer America with extreme prejudice. You favor your own family, right? Do a little thought experiment. If you had your son or daughter
hanging off the ledge of a cliff in one hand and a random stranger in the other hand, who would you let fall to the ground if you could only hoist one up? There's your in-group preference right there. People prefer their friends. People prefer their own communities. People prefer their own countries, divided, so to speak, from other families and other countries. Divisiveness is not such a terrible thing when you think about it in context. And we should be divisive in certain regards. Should we validate Marxism because we're afraid of being divisive? See, divisiveness gets a very, very bad rap. Yes, I do believe that people should come together. People of goodwill and rational self-interest. Rational self-interest demands that we come together with like-minded people. A man isn't an island. You don't survive in the world by yourself. You have to come together with certain people. And it's time we stop pretending that liberals really care about togetherness. Okay, these are the same bozos that brought us Obama for two terms, and they also brought us this identity politics stuff. Okay, these people don't care about togetherness. They don't really want to come together. So all this talk about Trump is divisive, it's all virtue signaling. Because they're the first ones to retreat into their safe space where there are people of like, oh, I wouldn't say like mind, but like color. People of like color and social identity. Now, I want to know, what do you think? Do you think that we have anything to gain by coming together with leftists, like with the hardcore leftists? I mean, I'm not talking, I know I have to say it every time. I'm not talking about all liberals. I'm talking about the hardcore people, the people who are super duper hardcore about it. Should we come together with them? They're not coming together with us. You give them an inch, and instead of giving you an inch in return, they'll call you a racist and then try to vilify you for not giving them a mile to start with. In a compromise between good and evil, evil always wins. Good has nothing to gain from evil. And leftists are wrong about practically everything. From the grand topics like philosophy, ethics, religion, to some of the smaller topics like boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. God, the things are getting so insane. If I didn't have so much faith in the Western, you know, the Western ideal, the Western values, I would think it's time to die because things are getting so out of control. And I mean that quite literally, okay? Nowadays, it's basically nowadays you're not a man. You're not considered a man unless you would totally have sex with someone who is a man. Now, to be a cisgendered straight person, it's like this awful, terrible thing. And how do you think civilizations happen? How do you think civilizations move from one generation to the next? By having babies. Now, if we can't even agree that boys have a penis and girls have a vagina, and that a fetus is a human being, if we can't even agree to these certain things, I mean, it sounds like a death spiral to me. People are not going to have as many kids, and the kids that are conceived are, you know, you could just as easily abort. How is a civilization supposed to last like that? I don't know. All I know is that we can't compromise in such regards. I'm not saying cart away the trans folks. Be who you are. Do what you want to do. You do you, but let me do me too. And you have every right to demonize me. You have every right to do that. But I have every right to speak out and say, you know what? Civilization matters. Having kids matters. Language matters. And when you try to shove your language down my throat, it doesn't make me want to get together with you. It doesn't make me want to get involved in your movement when all you're doing is demonizing me. It doesn't promote togetherness. This is what I'm saying. Leftists don't want togetherness. They want divisiveness. But they don't want the good divisiveness. Like I was talking about earlier, the divisiveness that keeps us free and that keeps us away from evil. They don't want that. Now, in order to sort of illustrate and exemplify what it is that I'm talking about, I'm going to play you a song, sort of, it's a parody of an old folk song that was rewritten by a liberal to basically proclaim and virtue signal and tell everyone how he doesn't like Trump. And it was sung by this sort of has-been, kind of never-was folk singer, and she is just super-duper-duper hardcore in this lefty stuff. And you tell me if Christine Lavin wants to get together and promote togetherness with people.
Rows and rows of Nazi scum, you Klansmen with concealed guns, to Charlottesville they all did come, to sow the seeds of hate. We could not let them spread their lies, so we quickly counter-demonstrate. But Trump wants to blame both sides now. Says we're just like the Klan somehow. The man is a Neanderthal. I really don't like Trump at all. Oh, he's fine with white supremacists, but not his nemesis. He says they're a disgrace. But those who favor Rosenhood, he says they're just misunderstood.
Yeah, Trump thinks that the guys who wear the robes and hoods, they're just misunderstood. Trump is a Klansman, right? Oh, my God. I only bring up this folk music thing because I'm involved in the folk community. I do sound for a lot of their festivals. Really intolerant of me. I'm so intolerant. I'm a Nazi scum. According to her lyrics, that's what all Trump supporters are, right? So why on earth would a Nazi scum show up and help out a bunch of liberals who are singing liberal music? Why? Why didn't I show up with my robe and my hood? Could it possibly be because not all Trump supporters are Klansmen and racists and white supremacists? Could it possibly be? See, in order for us to come together, we have to come to an understanding about who we are first. Liberals don't want to do that, but I do. Come together with me on Twitter at Shaq General.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. My name is Brett Siegel, otherwise known as the Disgruntled Millennial. I always broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And I want to talk a little bit about Martin Luther King Day. Isn't it kind of funny how lefties have sort of appropriated Martin Luther King Day? I mean, even though it was the Democrats who supported
Jim Crow laws, you know, those pesky segregation laws that basically led to the civil rights movement, Democrats want to appropriate Martin Luther King Day. Okay, they all come out and they say, oh, well, you know, conservatives are all super duper racist and we gotta stand in the shadows of Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy and we need to stand up for injustice and, you know, when it's actually them who has been causing the kind of injustice that Martin Luther King actually tried to alleviate. And I think it shows a lack of introspection on the left. I think it shows a lack of introspection. But all of the race pimps and race baiters like to come out from beneath their holes, from under their holes. They like to come out around this time of year to virtue signal and basically tell all conservatives that they're still racist. That's what they want you to think. That's what liberals want you to think. They want you to think that today is just like yesterday. They want you to think that we are still undergoing, the civil rights movement is still taking place. Black people and brown people are still oppressed by the U.S. government, by the West, by the patriarchy, by whites, by white supremacy. You see, race baiting and race pimping is a $1 billion industry. It is. It's a $1 billion industry. Kevin Jackson wrote a book on that. You should get that on Amazon. It's called Race Pimping. And the race pimps like to come out around this time of year so that they can do the Macarena on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s grave. Now, simply trying to compare the way things are now to the way things were then, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Because it dumbs down the meaning of the word racism. Even further, it dumbs down the evil of segregation. It dumbs down the evil of slavery. When you try to say that blacks are still enslaved, by some strange lapse in logic, you think that blacks are still enslaved, what does that say about real slavery? Seriously, if you think that blacks have it just as bad today as they did during the times of slavery, what are you saying about slavery? I'll tell you, if America is truly run by white supremacy, then this is the most piss-poor white supremacist nation I can think of. This is a white supremacist nation done poorly. In what white supremacist nation would blacks get an upper hand in going to college? Or welfare? Or anything? Human rights? In what decently run white supremacist nation would you have black people out there defying the white man, so to speak, criticizing the white man? Talking about racism and white supremacy, do you think that in a white supremacist nation that would even be allowed? No, of course not. This is how you know that these people are disingenuous. This is how you know these people are dishonest. This is how you know these people don't really think Trump is a racist. Come on. These people don't really think that half of America is racist. It's a part of their narrative. Because they can't let racism die. If racism dies, so do the careers of all of the race pimps, guys like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all those folks who constantly come out and stoke the fires of racism. And once all the problems of racism are... That's the thing. They don't want to rest until human frailty is gone. They don't want to rest until everyone is nice and everyone likes everyone. And it's one of those unimaginable, unobtainable goals that's going to keep these people in business forever. Like global warming, for example. Every couple of years, the goalpost changes. First it was racist to, you know, to send a black guy out of your establishment. Now it's racist to ask a black guy about his hairdo. People with zero racism in their whole lives, in their whole bodies, are now being accused of being racist. And there isn't anyone who is worse than Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton is a special kind of scumbag. Here he is in response to Donald Trump's comment about Haiti, that Haiti is a bleep hole.
The Reverend Al Sharpton is the host of MSNBC's Politics Nation and the founder and president of the National Action Network.
I can't believe this guy has a show.
First of all, just let you respond to what Donald Trump said today about S-hole countries.
Well, first of all, let's be real clear. This is the most racist, bigoted pattern of comments that we've heard a president make.
Really? This is the most racist comment that you can ever think of a president making? Wasn't it LBJ who said, I'll have these N-words voting for Democrats for the next 200 years? That isn't racist to you? No, because Democrats can't be racist, because they stand up for social justice.
We've got to deal with the fact that it was just a month ago where he said all Haitians had AIDS.
Okay, that is a bald-faced lie. Trump did not say that all Haitians have AIDS. Seriously, that is nothing but red meat for the hardcore leftists who watch MSNBC.
And that Nigerians would not go back to Nigeria.
To their huts.
To their huts. In a nation that has, as you said, multiple huge cities.
Mm-hmm.
He has built a whole presidency on race. Anytime you say, he didn't just say these disparaging, bigoted remarks about the nation of Haiti and other nations of color.
Listen to his language. Other nations of color? We were talking a lot about in-group preferences earlier. Listen to this guy. Other nations of color? I didn't know that nations had colors. I didn't know that nations had colors, Al Sharpton. Why are you making a point that nations have colors? You know what? What color is America? Is America a nation of color? Or is America just the only place in your, from your point of view, Al Sharpton, that can't have a national identity? Like I said before, my national identity, the American national identity, isn't based on race. It's based on whether or not you support Western values. But listen to this guy talk as though countries have colors. Haiti is a black country. America is a white country. Now, when you want to talk about who is being divisive, trust me, it's not Donald Trump. It's race pimps like Al Sharpton.
He says, why don't we get more people from Norway?
Yeah.
Which is really saying, why don't we get more white people?
That's right.
So we now have a foreign policy based on race.
You know what, Al Sharpton? Your entire worldview is based on race. Without racism, without that word, you are just another broke thug. Now, this is what racism really looks like, right?
Well, I'll say thank goodness that Donald Trump done legalized white supremacy.
Ever since I joined the force, I've been dreaming of the day I could put the hurt on them racial and social minorities.
Yeah, I hear you. I done opened up a hefty can of whoop ass on four of them faggots just yesterday.
Haha, for what?
Nothing. They were just acting all gay and stuff. Those pants were so tight I could see his religion.
Well, what do we have here?
Well, God has just blessed us with a runaway negra. I do believe that man is driving while black.
Well, come on, Millie Joe, let's get him.
Put your hands outside the window, boy. Don't make me tell you twice now. Have your license and registration ready.
Can I help you, officer?
Wait a minute. You ain't no man. You know why I pulled you over?
Of course I do, man. I'm driving while black. You see a black man driving down the road, and you think you can just pull him over without no due process and no judge and jury and taking away his constitutional rights, man?
Yes, but, no. We mistook you for a jigaboo, okay? The law says you can't be driving while black, and you are clearly not a black man, so you're free to go.
What you talking about, man? I am black. Everybody knows I'm black in the berry, the sweet of the juice, and I'm as black as they come.
Now that institutional racism is the law of the land, I could get in trouble for beating up on a white boy.
Man, pick up that baton, beat me till I'm dead, or I'm gonna sue the city for discrimination.
False alarm, Billy Ray. It's just Sean King again. My, that boy's about as confused as a fart in a fan factory.
Again, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. Get me at Shaq General. We will be right back.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.